The European Commission has demanded Italy and Malta allow a boat carrying asylum seekers to dock.
We call on all involved to contribute to a swift resolution so that the people on board the Aquarius vessel may be safely disembarked as soon as possible.
Skinnis said over 600 migrants aboard are running out of provisions. He described as an urgent humanitarian imperative the situation of refugees stranded in the Mediterranean. The UN Refugee Agency has also demanded Italy and Malta allow the boat to dock. This was in reaction to Italy's new far-right interior minister's stance. He had called for the closure of the country's ports to vessels carrying mostly African refugees. In this case, Matteo Salvini had asked Malta to accept the rescue ship. The Maltese government rejected the request. Spain has offered to take in the ship. More than 600,000 asylum seekers have reached Italy by crossing the Mediterranean over the past 5 years. Many have died en route. Max Civilli is our correspondent joining us from Rome. What's the latest that you have on these migrants or asylum seekers?
Well, as you said, the Aquarius, which has been barred from Italian ports, will be allowed to dock in the Spanish port of Valencia, as Spanish Premier Pedro Sanchez, Interior Minister Matteo Salvini, said in a triumphalistic way that his approach to the Aquarius case has been vindicated. He said that evidently raising one's voice, something Italy did not do for years, pays, Salvini said a few hours ago. That UNHCR, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Special Envoy for the Central Mediterranean, Vincent Costel, said that broader issues such as who has responsibility and how these responsibilities can be best shared between states should be looked at later. But for an increasing number of people here in Italy, the European Union has to be held accountable for this dramatic situation in the Mediterranean. For many, Brussels' mismanagement is evident here in Italy. There is an agreement in place called the Dublin Accord, a treaty signed between Rome and Brussels that came into force in 2013, which stipulates that all would-be refugees must file for asylum in the first European Union member state they enter. It is easy to understand that Italy is the first country that every single migrant would have to enter from Northern Africa if they are traveling by sea. Many believe that Italy has been heavily penalized by this accord, as more than 700,000 migrants have reached the Italian coast since the accord came into force 5 years ago. European Union interior ministers met last week to discuss possible reforms of this controversial Dublin rule, but Brussels seems to be unmoving and inflexible. The accord will stay.
Thank you. Max Civilli, a correspondent there from Rome. Many thanks.